For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. It's been 10 years since the Mississippi River flooded to a historic level, causing over $2 billion in damages along the waterway. But with the rapidly changing climate, history could easily start repeating itself, and with an aging infrastructure combined with rapid land development, flooding has only increased in intensity and frequency. In a wetter, possibly more calamitous future, Tennessee cities and counties are just now starting to face the consequences of climate change. WKNO contributor Richard Banks reports.
That house was flooded. Every house you see was flooded.
Pastor John Jones is standing in front of his life's work, the Bethesda Word of Life Church in North Memphis. In May 2011, water poured over the banks of the nearby Wolf River, swallowing parts of this Nutbush neighborhood.
We had garbage cans floating down the street. Matter of fact, I saw snakes and catfish swimming down Orchard Street.
A month later, the floodwaters receded, leaving Jones with more than $200,000 in damages.
Everything was destroyed.
So are properties throughout Shelby County, from Millington to southwest Memphis. Approximately 1,300 homes and more than 400 businesses were affected when the Mississippi and its tributaries reached a near record height.
It was just devastating, you know, I mean. Boy, I tell you, I just can't even describe it, I mean.
It's something that Pastor Jones hopes to never have to experience again, but with more precipitation becoming the new normal, he and others swamped by the flood of 2011 may have to. And it's not just the seasonal river floods that the area needs to prepare for in the coming years, it's also flash floods, like the one in Germantown in 2019, when almost a foot of rain fell overnight and overwhelmed the local stormwater system. More than 100 homes were flooded, some with several feet of water, and the damage was in the millions. Flash floods can also be deadly. They're the second deadliest type of natural disaster after intense heat. And according to one report, the average annual frequency of flash floods has nearly doubled since 1996. As Andy Cupie, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Memphis, explains it.
In terms of having 11 inches in 4 to 6 hours, you're going to have some flooding somewhere. That water has to run off.
He says climate change may cause more of this extreme weather. It's getting wetter and hotter locally.
The climate is changing here. Based on climate data, the numbers, the cold hard numbers, do support that rainfall has increased. We've had some of our warmest years in Memphis over the past 20 years.
More urban development could also aggravate flooding. Impervious surfaces such as parking lots and roads give rainwater fewer places to soak into the ground. Instead, the runoff is forced into ever more taxed drainage systems, which are getting old.
So we needed to update, you know, our infrastructure.
That's Louis Lin, director of the Surface Water Institute at Christian Brothers University. He's working with Memphis and Shelby County officials to update their stormwater drainage manuals to accommodate for more urban sprawl and short but intense burst of rain. But it comes with a cost.
You're talking about $billions in order to upgrade.
A complete overhaul isn't likely in the near term, he says. In the short term, however, officials are using other resources to help keep people safe, ones that don't require much in the way of new physical infrastructure. In Nashville, after a series of floods over the past decade, the city created a new emergency early warning system that delivers more targeted alerts to neighborhoods rather than countywide. A similar geospecific alert system is being researched for the Memphis area. It would differ from Nashville's, but the objective is similar: to give residents more specific information about weather-related threats. City officials could then focus resources on problem areas. John Zena is director of the Memphis and Shelby County Division of Planning and Development.
There are areas throughout the county that are flood-prone. We know that.
Mitigating those disasters here, Zena says, entails buying out homes in floodplains and creating new floodways to divert water away from neighborhoods. Creating new stormwater infrastructure is also vital to dealing with flash floods.
There's an impact that we see as a result of climate change that is anticipated to only worsen over time.
We, meaning every community in the Mid-South, says Zena, need to invest in the upgrades, which could take years or even decades. Nationally, flood mitigation and infrastructure more generally have been a hot topic lately, in part because the nation's roads, bridges, and stormwater systems are in such need of repair. According to the Infrastructure Report Card, the U.S. has earned a C-. And to improve that grade to a B+, it would cost about $2.6 trillion. Tennessee infrastructure has also earned a C-, and the cost of improvements is also steep, as is the cost of doing nothing. But it's not just a local issue or even one confined by state lines. As Zena says,
The flow of water doesn't respect political boundaries.
Because of that, say Zena and other local officials, we must find ways to work across regional governments and political lines to find solutions. And also foot the bill. Richard Banks, WKNO, with additional reporting from Katie Reardon.